Hare Krishna. On the sacred day associated with Kulavacha Sridhar, let us contemplate briefly his extraordinary example. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had devotees from all spectrum of society. He had fabulously wealthy devotees like Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He had phenomenally powerful devotees, politically and socially powerful, like King Pratap Rudra. And he had utterly unknown devotees like Kulavacha Sridhar, who were not only utterly unknown, they were also, from the material point of view, pitifully poverty stricken. But Kulavacha Sridhar was neither unknown nor poverty stricken from the transcendental perspective, because the Lord knew him and the Lord had enriched his heart with devotion. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, he would go to Kulavacha Sridhar and perform the transcendental pastime of haggling with him, arguing with him. He was a banana leaf seller, and he would say that this banana leaf, he would offer a certain price, and whatever he would get, he would use half of that for the worship of Ganga. He was living in great penury, and still he was satisfied. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would argue with him. He says, "What are you getting by your worship?" He said, "Actually, by your devotion to Krishna." He said, "Whatever I need, I get. I am satisfied with it." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would argue, and eventually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not even give the price that he would demand, he would ask for. And he would demand at a lesser price, he would take it free also. And yet, Kulavacha Sridhar's devotion was such that every day he would look forward for this Brahman who would come and argue with him. And then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the most extraordinary displays of power, transcendental power that he demonstrated was when he transformed Chand Kazi, marched with thousands of devotees that is behind him, and converted the Kazi. And thereafter, after exhibiting such power, what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? He went to the house of this unknown Kulavacha Sridhar, and he drank from his pot, which he used to bathe and do other things. And Kulavacha Sridhar was horrified. He says, "What is this? What has the Lord done? This pot is so impure." And the pot was such that even the most desperate thieves would not have stolen it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up his hand and drank it. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrate by this? He said, for him, devotion was what was precious. So Chaitanya Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. Anything that is simple, that is offered, I'll accept it. So here Kulavacha Sridhar actually did not even offer a water. Water was just kept in this simple pot. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went and took it and drank it. And this way, he was drinking not just the water from a nearly broken pot, but he was drinking the devotion of Kulavacha that enabled him to live in such simplicity and yet with such purity maintain his devotion. And later on in the Ashtaprahari Lila, also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him, and his devotees did not know who was Kulavacha, so they called him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, wherever you hear the names of Krishna being chanted, know that that is where Kulavacha will be. And they called him, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, what do you want? And what did he say? Let that boy who would come to me regularly and argue with me for my banana leaves, let the remembrance of that young man, that young Brahmin, be forever in my heart. So we see through this blessing that Kulavacha Sridhar requests, that he was so poverty stricken, he could have asked for wealth, he could have asked for heavenly residence, he could have asked for liberation, but he did not ask for any of these. Because in reciprocating past love with the Lord, in having loving exchanges with him, he was getting supreme ecstasy. Such ecstasy that his material circumstance became irrelevant for him. And all that he desired was to again and again be a participant in the Lord's exalted pastimes. Such is the pure devotion of Kulavacha Sridhar. And let us pray that he, by his mercy, bless us also with a small drop of the devotion by which we can also become purified and satisfied with whatever life provides us and still be completely absorbed in the remembrance and the service of Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.